You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
All right, Patrick. Judd's it's always scary when Judd texts fixing something on my computer. I'll be there shortly. So we may or may not have Judd, but okay. I don't know. You've been just ripping the Twins pitching for years. I've told you all along it's a pipeline that's
yes, just right. Louis
Varland.
Yeah. Endless pipeline. Brad Radke and now Louis Varland. It's an endless pipeline. I was fascinated last night watching him, the box, which is now on that we see on TV, has got us thinking that umpires are terrible and that, when they're probably better than they've ever been, right? They just, they can't have their own strike zone anymore. But when you see a kid like, what is he now, 25 now, 24, whatever, where he is on those lines throwing his strikes, they don't. Pitching, you know what makes pitching so great now? They stay out of the middle of the plate way better than they ever did before. Very rare. Now, once in a while, they can tell Carlos Correa is guessing, so they just throw a fastball right down the middle and he takes it. But Louis Varland never was in the middle of the plate yesterday. He was down when he threw that ball down at the knees inside, you had no chance. It was perfect. It was just, it hit that thing. You love the kid because I think, he's going to go out and get hammered someday. He's been knocked around a couple of times, but he's going to get hammered and he's going to be right back 5 days later. You can just see the way he goes about pitching. He's a wrestler. He was the all-time champion wrestler at North St. Paul. He's a wrestler who's a pitcher. That's all you got to know about him. He's going to go right back after him. And it was a great performance what's also weird? Baseball is a game of these 300 pitches and all these things. And if Max Kepler wasn't called back to the batter's box and then got a hit, did you see that? Mm-hmm. They said he foul ticked it. So he was walking back to the dugout. He didn't know he foul ticked it. That was the guy's sixth strikeout in three innings, right? That would have been six strikeouts. He followed back. Then he got a hit. And Hunter Brown, who's great, ends up throwing 72 pitches in three innings. And Varland threw 24 pitches in three innings. So that one little play, otherwise, that's another 1-2-3 inning. They're up there hacking and going away.
Yeah.
But The fan, me, who is now calling him the Whiffin' Poofs, predicted when I saw Hunter Brown starting 14 Ks. Did you see what they ended up with? 14 Ks.
I did, yeah.
On Twitter. 14 Ks. But they got two hits with the bases loaded, which was phenomenal. It was absolutely historic in nature.
So. I think there's going to be a statue outside. So how do we feel? I know there was some angst over your guy Lopez comes in. So Varland gives you seven, but he's only at he's been magnificent. He's only at 86 pitches. I still feel like the Twins have gone so much further in letting the starting pitchers just go.
Yes.
We tallied this up, by the way. They're already like 75% of the way fulfilling third time through the order plate appearances compared to last year. So they're doing it, wow. But even like there's even limits where, God, he's already gone seven. We can't let him pitch in the eighth, right?
Yeah, and there was he's a big, strong guy. You could have let him pitch the eighth, but they thought it was comfortable by then. They ate nothing. So, why bother?
Yeah.
And Jorge, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's god awful. His ERA in April was zero. His ERA in May is nine.
Yeah.
He's just terrible. I don't know what it is. I think he must be weak-minded, isn't he? Because he always had really good stuff. But somebody today texted me, they should send him to St. Paul. That ship sailed about 3 years ago with Jorge. He's been around a long time. His options were gone in 2020. Plus, he now has not too much experience to get sent out. But now, you basically phased out Griffin Jacks, right? Because every time he pitched, he lost a game. So he was your guy that you pitched in the fifth inning. Now they got to make Jorge that guy. Now they got to give Griffin Jacks another chance to pitch with Brock. Where would they be with him if Brock Stewart has not arrived from nowhere? You know?
I know. It's kind of amazing. Yeah, he was a failure, right? He was a
many places. Mm-hmm. He's 31 years old, right? 31? Isn't he, Judd? 31?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Judd, is your computer fixed, by the way? Are we avoid crisis?
Yeah, it's very embarrassing. I was on airplane mode and got confused about how to turn that off. I don't really want to talk about it, though, okay?
That happens on his cell phone once in a while. My wife, about twice a week, says my phone won't ring. And I said, so I look, and I said, you're in airplane mode. And she has no idea how she got on the airplane mode, nor do I sometimes when I get on the airplane mode.
But yeah, you should be able to, like, put yourself on airplane mode. Or
amazing performance for Louis, though, to hold down that lineup like he did. And even make Ordano Alvarez not look very good. And so they come flying home to play the Tribe, which we can't call them the Tribe anymore. What do we call the Guardians?
The Gardos. Look out for the Gardos.
I talked to Hamilton last year. I actually did a column on the great Tom Hamilton last year. How many times had he said Tribe? You know, because he said he always called them the Tribe everywhere. This was like 2 months into the season. And he basically put him a little cash jar in front of him. And every time in spring training that he said Tribe, he put $2 in the thing or something for a charity. And he cured himself. He said he went out of a way saying the Guardians, you know, instead of we or anything, it was the Guardians, the Guardians, the Guardians, the Guardians, the Guardians. And he trained himself to change it. But that had to be a tough job changing that, that something you said for 25 years.
It's not a bad change, though. Like among the
wasn't terrible. It's a hell of a lot better than the Commanders.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. The commie. I mean,
which, by the way, the Commanders are failing still to get the trademark to the name.
Yeah.
They lost another legal. I mean, I think they'll eventually just buy it for some ridiculous amount of money, but they did. I mean, they've already gone so far down this path.
Just change again. Just keep changing. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. It's, they had the name of that, the Flyers, the African American flyer group that was in World War II. Somebody could have had that little old putter airplane and they're the Red Jackets or something like that. The Red Tails. They could have gone right back.
I love that name. That was a cool name.
They could have done it. You could have had the great logo and blah, blah, blah. And you could have honored these guys and it would have taken care of all your problems. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're the commies. Now everybody calls them the commies. You know, that's not good. We're still not that friendly with
feels
the
like they didn't think this through very much. And I think the only other NFL team that occupies non-bird airspace with their name is the Jets, right? So, and they're kind of they're a dumpster fire too. So like Red Tails, you probably could have taken over the whole market for aeronautics.
Yeah, well, I think the logo would have sold incredibly well. So, hey, how about this weather, fellas? How long are we going to get? It was a little warm yesterday, but it's pretty good today. How long are we going to get this drought? I love drought. Come on, bring back.
Declan thinks it's too hot. And what, Pat, you're in on sort of. I mean, well, it was like 75 degrees this morning when you woke up.
So. I love the heat. I love the heat. Bring me the heat. Nah. After being frozen for 6 months, I want 9-degree sweat on me when I'm golfing. That's what
75.
I want.
75. That's what I want. I
like our problem is we have the small house with four levels, so that if it's 79 or 80 upstairs and you turn on the air, down in the dungeon, it's about 12. By the time you get down there, you know, you're down there. So we don't have that balanced heat in this place. It's built in the 1960s without much concern as to how the furnace and the air conditioning were to handle all four levels at the same temperature.
See, this is great for the Mackies. The Mackies, for the first time in a couple of years, have discovered air conditioning again. Because when we were in Seattle, like 75% of homes don't have air conditioning because you only need it like 5 days out of the year. Except for, I don't know, two summers ago, it was 108 degrees for 2 days.
Yeah, they had that West like, Coast. And that amazing West Coast heat wave last year a couple of years ago for a little time. But anyway, hey, winning 2 out of 3 in Houston now. We got a lot to complain about with this team, but what the hell? That's pretty good.
It's weird though, because
Houston was playing good too.
They're not on the level of the best teams in the American League, and we've complained about all the things, but they're going to win the division because the division is just complete horse bleep. And oddly enough, once you get into a playoff series, you start like some of the things that you definitely need another reliable reliever or two. But once you start to condense and you get all your best guys on the field, it's a 3-man rotation. You start to like this team more as you trim some of the fat from it. So,
well, the pitching matchups, which you always, you know, for years, you know, ever since Liriano got hurt, and so they didn't go into that postseason in 06 with Santana and Liriano. So they had Boof Bonzer starting the second game instead of Francisco Liriano. The pitching matchups have never favored them. And now you're at least going to be able to say, well, they got a competitive, if everybody stays healthy, you at least got a competitive pitching matchup. So now the big problem with the Twins in losing 18 straight playoff games is they haven't hit at all. I mean, when you look back, right, they haven't hit really once in a while, but not very often. They haven't gotten beaten in shootouts. They just don't hit when they get to the postseason.
I don't think they've scored more than four. I don't think they've scored more than four runs in a playoff game since 2004.
Good thing about this team, though, when they get to the playoffs, they'll be used to not scoring and trying to win.
That's how they're going to spin it, Pat.
Is
that hearing still? The hearing was happening all day yesterday.
The hearing went all day yesterday, and I think you're going to get the verdict. They expect the verdict today, don't they?
It's continuing this morning, and then it's
it still goes.
So they got testimony from Manfred. They got testimony from the Diamond Sports Group guy, blah, blah, blah. And so the judge then is going to rule. They don't know if the judge is going to rule from the bench or actually take some time, but they're expecting, I think, at the latest tonight.
But aren't they done? The court proceeding is done, right?
No, it continued this morning.
Who's left to testify?
I was told.
Oh.
Wow. Spies tell me that it was going to continue into.
I know Phil Miller was there yesterday, you know, for a while in the court trial, and then went over and covered the game. But I thought it was over. I don't know what the. I thought it was over. Once Manfred and the guy from Diamond Sports ended up arguing with each other, I thought that was probably it. So
I got bad news. If you don't like Bally's, I think they're going to win this portion. Because the Padres were set loose because the Padres own part of the network there. And so the Padres had a right, if they didn't get a payment within like 15 days, to exercise an out clause. The Twins don't have that. And so the judge, this is the same judge that ruled in favor of Bally's when the guy that owns the Suns now tried to take the rights away completely. So I think the judge is going to side with Bally's. Force them to pay or baseball to pay, but they're not going to move is my guess for now.
Maybe not. But the main reason San Diego was they wanted out Diamond, right? Didn't they want out because of the contract is so huge. They didn't want to pay the Padres, you know, ever.
But the key here is the fact that because the Padres owned part of that, they could just absorb and take the rights. The Twins can't. And Bally still wants to show the Twins at their whim on the price, though. That's the difference. So the Padres didn't want out. They only wanted out if they could pay what they wanted, and that's not part of that contract.
I would guess that Bally's are they might have to pony up the other fourth, though. They've already played them. They paid them. They haven't really missed a payment yet, right? They've just talked about missing a payment.
No, they missed one on April 1st. And then the judge forced them to pay part of that, but not the entire thing.
So if they let's say at some point this season, let's say that they rule that the Twins can get out of the Bally's deal, and Major League Baseball would then come and like front the production. I'm assuming that all of the people you see on TV, Dick Bramer would remain employed and Morneau, but the games would just be on, like, they'd be on whatever stream platform.
I think on MLB on a off the Twins website, right? Something you were telling me.
But what about your cable? Like, what channel on your cable?
I don't think that's set.
Mm-mm. So Fox 9 Plus,
but they would be streamed, so you could still stream it.
Yeah,
but a lot of baseball fans they gotta stream games.
Yeah, the people my age who are still on Comcast or would be totally out of luck, and that's your audience. We're your audience. News.
The Shuttons are screwed. The Shuttons are in big trouble. They're going to have to listen to Provis.
Yeah, the Shuttons are. it's going to be a very complicated situation, that's to say. But I bet you're right. I bet Bally gets to show them for the rest of the year. Eventually, they're going to have to make it good, though, aren't they?
Bally's? Well, no.
Baseball
said that at the worst, they'll pay most of the rights fee to the Twins, but the Twins contract is up. So
yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying, so in other words, you'll be giving it to them for free this year?
Bankruptcy judge and said that they will pay the majority of it.
That would be stupid. Why would you say that when you're trying to get Bally's to lose the contract? Why would you promise to pay him? That makes it easy for the judge, does it?
Well, also for next year, who's going to come in and get you $45 or $50 million a year if you're the Twins? There's not like an NBC. Is a new network going to come in? Upstart, or are the Twins going to try and launch their own thing over? So the Twins, have they been laying the groundwork for this, or are they going to start right now? They got 6 months to come up with their own network.
Yeah, and they got to get like and you know, everybody ends up arguing with Comcast as to whether they're going to get their channel on there or not, right? That's the big battle too. They still have to service cable, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Oh my, of course. Yes.
That's where your audience is, so it's not going to be smooth, to say the least.
I'm sure they'll bring the Wolves and the Wild. I mean, it'll be a three-team deal.
The Wolves, the Wild, the Twins, and Live Golf on CW. Let's
CW. Have you watched any of the CW golf?
No, I don't think I get CW.
I got the CW. I was looking the other day. They have so much crap on the left-hand side of the screen. They got like a third of the screen taken up with how the teams are doing, you know, the Crushers are doing against the
teams. No one cares about teams.
Idiots. You know, the Crushers are, you know, they got all this crap along the left. You only got about this much of the screen devoted to the actual golf.
There's Dustin Johnson lining up to putt. It's like half of his body.
But the fact is they were somewhere out of sight of D.C. by the Trump golf course last weekend, and they had a decent crowd. And then Tulsa, they had a huge crowd. So they're not going away like we all hoped, apparently. But it's still, you know, the production is still awful. So the CW. Find the CW. If you do, it's not easy. But somehow I found out I had it, so.
Yeah. And they're paying for that airtime, by the way. That's
I know. I watched
infomercial. It's an infomercial.
I only watched for about 8 minutes and kept saying, "Take all that crap off the screen. I want to watch and see the golf course, you idiots." Yeah. Unbelievable.
Amazing. All right, Pat.
You know what, though? Let me mention this about golf. Nance, I love him, all those guys. The fawning that takes, if I was a golf fan, it would drive me nuts. The absolute fawning about every one of these crap tournaments that they got. Nobody played the Colonial last week. They had nobody there playing it. You know, they were fawning about them. Stop fawning. Just watch the shots, and I'll tell them to us. It's And then, of course, it's also the only sport that gets the CEO to come on for like 10 minutes every time, too. So,
yeah, plug those sponsors.
Anyway. All right Louis Varland, player of the game for Bally Sports. Way to go, Louis.
Let's go. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Pat. Royce Unchained, presented by our friends at Power Lodge and Miller Marine. We are definitely in the middle of pontoon season here. And we kind of came on quickly. But if you're looking for some throttle therapy here this summer, whether it's on the land or on the water with one of these Bennington pontoons that you can see, this is Judd here. Look at that video of Judd touching the steering wheel here passionately. Yeah,
gray hair, super gray. I mean, looking good. What is that, a pink shirt? I mean, can't you imagine me out there?
I think it's salmon, salmon color.
Salmon, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. Whatever. Pink, salmon, I don't care. You know what I do care about? I care about the fact that Bennington looks like a great time. And yes, imagine being out on a day like today, about 90 degrees at sunset. Just on the water, keeping cool. I mean, you talk about therapy.
LFG. Powerlodge.com, MillerMarine.com. See you guys.